And Vicki's been very patiently waiting for 13 to tell us about our expenses.
Actually, it's me.
Oh, it's Gail, I'm sorry.
Can it be a very... We're not going line by line, are we?
No.
Thank you.
Vicki has been patiently waiting for Gail to make this presentation.
Lost track of it.
Well, I wanted to make sure that Vicki was awake.
Thanks.
Oh, I like that budget report already, I can tell.
So this is a mid-year update on our expenses for this year. The handout that I just provided has some slightly different numbers that were in your board package. I just wanted to mention that. And then there's some additional detail attached. But overall, we're way under budget for this year. And once again, like last year, the majority of that comes from salaries and benefits and having, you know, we have some vacancies that are in different stages of the recruitment process, but that is largely what's making up that $1 million better than budget number that we're showing.
30% variance, I mean, yeah. It's huge.
And also, just so you know, for next year's budget, which we're working on right now, for next year, I'm looking at actually providing quarterly updates on how we're doing with expenses and providing additional detail, especially when it comes to salaries and benefits, because sometimes we can be under because, oh, we anticipated a benefit rate of whatever, and it turned out to be something else, versus we have a delayed hire or, you know, something like that. So I'll be able to kind of parse out for you a little bit more on the salary and benefits instead of just saying, oh, yeah, we're $1 million under where we thought we'd be. So overall, for the first 6 months of this year, we had a budget of $4,660,200. We actually came in at a little over $3.2 million for a variance of $1.4 million better than budget. And as you can tell, there's a few different line items that really pop out. Like I mentioned, salaries and benefits. Operation expenditures, we were about $238,000 better than budget. The administrator's discretionary fund, none of that was used in the first 6 months of this year. And then for depreciation, instead of using the $150,000 budgeted, we came in at slightly over $100,000. So we had a pickup of about $49,000. And then I provided some additional details. I'm not going to go through each line item on here, but if there were any questions that come to mind as you look through this, just let me know. We're well within our statutory limitation of 21 basis points of the total liability. We're quite a bit under that, so that's good news. And this is just... One thing I wanted to note is this is just for the administrative expenses that fall within that statutory limitation. I'm also going to start to do some additional reporting on investments and legal expenses going forward as well.
Thank you.
I just want to comment. I think I make this comment every 6 months, but the statutory limitation of your 21 basis points really is a cap. And I'm hoping that as we start to develop budgets going forward, that we're just not arbitrarily doing 21 basis points and backing into all of the numbers, that we really should be focusing more on what does it take to run this organization in a top-notch manner and target the budget line items more appropriately to what does it really take and not have 30%. I mean, this has been going on ever since I started on this board 3 years ago. I'm sure it went on before that. That because of the size of our system and a little bit of history for those that don't know, my understanding of what I've been told about how that 21 basis point cap came into play was that it was really designed for smaller systems that don't have as much of an asset base. Their cost of running the system as a percentage of assets is higher. But as you get larger in system, that there's economies of scale, of course, in the amount of assets that are being managed. So that 21 basis points really is a pretty high number for the larger systems. So I'm hoping that we can start to put budgets in place that are realistic. I'm not saying that we don't need that extra $1 million, but I'm just saying that I'm hoping that we will put more focus on bringing our budgeting closer to actual on a more regular basis. And I think having you do this on a quarterly basis is going to help that.
And also, in addition with providing quarterly numbers, I'm going to start to do probably mid-year next year, providing a forecast for the rest of the year as well, so that as situations change throughout the year, and maybe we need to do this project but not that one, and the budget number may change as we go on. I mean, it's not going to change. Once it's approved, it's approved. But it's important to have a forecast and really monitor where you're at compared to that forecast. And personally, I always like to have a smaller variance number between your actual and your forecast. Mm-hmm. And to that end.
Gail, where's the temporary service employees' salaries come from?
Mean the temporary salaries?
Right, temporary salaries for temporary employees that you get from a service.
Yeah.
Where's their salaries at, or where's their what you pay the service?
So it's under, they're listed in each division. Well, not every division has them, but you'll see like under, they must not have had temps at the beginning of the year because I don't see them in here.
Under accounting, there's administration and benefits.
Yeah.
Or actually,
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah,
does.
No.
But you did. But no.
We had some budgeted line items. I'll double check that. We have some temporary employment now.
Well, I know that. No, you use a service, and that's why I was asking where.
So it would fall under where we have salaries, which is permanent salaries, and then right under there
right.
It says temporary salaries. So that would be where it would hit if we had it for that area.
Right, and that's you use your temporary salaries line item for the service that you use to get temporary employees?
Yeah, well, we pay the service,
right,
and then
right.
The service fee hits here.
Right, where's the service fee? That's what I was trying.
It would be under temporary salaries.
Okay, because there's nothing under them. That's
it's
what
just
I was
nothing,
asking.
Yeah. Like accounting, we currently don't
right,
have
but I was looking down, and I don't see salaries anyplace with temporary employee or
yeah.
temporary employee service
yeah.
that you're using anyplace. That's what I was asking. Where is it?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and this is exclusive of investment expenses and investment-related expenses.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, what was the cause for the large variance in the benefits statement?
Interesting you should ask. I was actually going to point that one out because what happens with that is it's normally around $59,000-$60,000, and we send it out in May, so the expense probably hits around June, which is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But in past years, the way that the budget was generated, it was an annual budget. So, you know, $65,000 was put in for that line item for last year. It's one number. It's an annual budget number. It's not a monthly number or a quarterly budget number.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at a mid-year update, what we do is what I had to do was take the annual number and divide it by two.
I see.
So then what happens is it kind of skews what it looks like.
Mm.
So it looks like that line item we were way over, but that wasn't the case because at the end of the year, you'll actually see that the budget was 65 and we came in at 59. Like we're not going to have any additional expenses hit that line item. And this is also going forward, you know, I'm changing the budget process a little bit and we're going to a monthly budget model so that you know, we'll have closer alignment of the budget and when expenses are actually hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with each of the managers of the different areas to really own their area and see what efficiencies that they can come up with and what resources they realistically need so that we can come closer to the budget.
Hmm. So. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? And if there's anything, I'm going to be changing the format slightly in the new budget, but if you have any questions or comments on this, just let me know. Thank you.
Is there a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carried. Okay. Miscellaneous.